I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 2nd. A break into a home in Quincy last month is under investigation. Police say a home on Belmont Street in Wollaston was entered on the evening of June 18th. Video of several suspects and a vehicle have been released, and police are asking the public for help. Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill's wife is running for Quincy School Committee. Tina Cahill has taken out nomination papers to seek one of the three open seats on the school committee this year. All three incumbents are also seeking re-election, and four other candidates are in the running. Tours have resumed at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Center. Tours of the sanctuary and basement crypts of Presidents John and John Quincy Adams and their wives are taking place daily except for Wednesdays. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy is open for self-guided tours of the exterior grounds only. Members of the Four River Residents Against the Compressor Station were among 70 protesters who staged a 27-hour sit-in at the office of Enbridge Energy in Waltham this week. Three protesters were arrested after the company refused to meet with the activists. The annual Squantum 4th of July road race will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m., and the annual parade in Squantum will be held Sunday at 10 a.m. The Marymount 4th of July parade is scheduled for Sunday at 1 p.m., and the Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant will host fireworks Sunday at 9:15 p.m. Parking will be by ticket only at the restaurant. However, the fireworks will be visible from areas around Quincy Point, Howes Neck, Germantown, and North Weymouth. There will be no fireworks off West Augusset Beach in Weymouth this year, and Edgewater Drive will be closed from Darrow Street to Rock Island Road Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. for the annual bonfire. MBTA bus service through Howes Neck will run as scheduled. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news updates for Friday, July 2nd.